I don't really care about stats or anything like that. I just want to win the game. So, but I mean, it felt good to be out there, getting some reps and catch a couple of passes. But like I said, you know, stats don't really mean much to me.
That was a pretty hard shot you took. Are your ribs, shoulder, whatever, okay? Or are you going to have to battle through some stuff?
Yeah, I was battling through some stuff, you know, just ribs, but we'll see what happens just day by day.
Broken?
Yeah. I'm not going to get into all that. Okay. We're still just evaluation and all that still right now. So,
what do you think your chances of being able to play this week are?
I mean, I'm always expecting myself to play, so, you know, but we'll see what happens.
Obviously, it'd be a big deal to, you know, you guys always say stack successes. It'd be nice. It should be nice from that perspective to get back out there after making some plays on Sunday, eh?
Yeah, I mean, I want to be out there. It's fun running around, you know, making plays, and just being a part of it. That's, I think, more than anything, just feeling like you're a part of the team a little bit. It was fun being out there.
You said stats don't matter, but it was important for you to go do something when you got out there, though, you know, to get the next chance.
Yeah, I mean, you got to take advantage of your opportunities. More than that, you just got to help the team. So, you know, I don't care about – that's why I say stats don't matter. But, I mean, if you get an opportunity to make a play, you got to make a play.
Jared, you've been through a lot just to get to the field. You finally get there, you produce, you have a couple catches, you take the hard shot. Is that a scary moment? Does any fear go through your mind of, oh, crap, not again, you know?
Not really. I mean, that's football. You're going to take shots. So you just got to get back up and try to get out there as quick as possible. So, but obviously, yeah, you know, going through it, you're hoping nothing serious or anything like that. But, you know, that's football. You're going to take hits, and you just got to bounce back.
Did you know right away that you'd be okay? Or is there any uncertainty on that?
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was fine. I mean, obviously, you know, I was in a little bit of pain, but hopped up and, you know, was thinking about possibly going back out, but just, you know, didn't do that.
You had a lot of texts, phone calls, you know, first NFL catch. Pretty good game for you.
You know, a couple congratulations, but I mean, it's more about the win, kind of like I was saying earlier. So, we weren't able to come out with the win, and so that kind of, you know, puts a damper on a little bit.
Jared, could you see this coming just in practice in terms of your relationship with Aaron? And
I mean, I knew I'd have some opportunities. Just talking to EB throughout the week, you know, his confidence in me was, you know, it all stems off of that, and he gives me a lot of confidence in myself. So that's kind of a good relationship, and then obviously with Aaron, you know, get some passes in the, you know, throughout the week in practices, so they kind of gain that trust a little bit. But like I said earlier, you got to do it in the game, and then once you do that, you know, gain his trust. But you just got to, it's an everyday process. You got to keep gaining his trust and doing your job. So, you know, that's just what you try to do each day.
That trust with him, have you felt that building here during these, you know, 5-6 weeks or whatever it's been?
I mean, I hope so. You know, hopefully we keep it going, and but you gotta be out there to be able to do that. So you just gotta, you know, stay in the book, stay healthy, and you know, do your job when you're out there.
How big is this game in Minnesota this week after dropping a couple in a row? I mean, for your team and momentum-wise, I mean, to get back on the winning side against a divisional opponent.
I mean, every game's big, so you know, gotta go out there and win the game.
Aaron said yesterday that as an offense, you've got to get the guys on the field that are going to make the plays. You made the plays last night. Do you feel like you can be an answer to the struggles that have been going on the past month in this offense?
I'm not going to get into all that. I mean, we got a lot of, you know, great playmakers on the team. So whoever gets the call, you know, whenever the play comes, I mean, throwing the ball in every which way. So whenever the ball's thrown, you just got to come down with it, and we'll do a good job of doing that.
What do you think you bring, though, Jared, to this offense?
What do you think I bring? I don't know. I mean, you know, be able to route running, you know, I think that I've done well with that, catching the ball. But just like anything, you're gonna have good days, bad days, but you just gotta, I mean, you gotta have the good days when it counts. So you know, hopefully in practice you might have a bad day, and that's your one bad day of the week or something like that. But you know, you gotta make sure that you stack success, and you know, just stay confident in yourself.
Do you feel like there's extra pressure on the receiver group, you know, especially because they said there's plays out there being made and there haven't been the last couple weeks?
No, I mean, I don't really feel any pressure. I mean, you just go out there, have fun, play football. That's what it's about. Still a game. We've been playing it since we were little boys, and that's our dream to be here playing. So I don't think you can make it too big. You just got to go out there, have fun, make the plays when we're there.